with us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took his wife, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus.
Luke 2, verses 1 to 5. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 for my side. Yeah, okay. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And so it is was as that while how they were, or the days were accomplished, that they should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Okie doke. Luke 2, verse 15 to 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Matthew 2, verse 1 to 3 and 7 through 10. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
Offer up a sacrifice of praise.
We'd like to welcome you guys to join us in this next song. And the first verse is in German. For those of you who like to take a quick stroll down memory lane, bear with us. It's just the first verse for the younger guys. And maybe we should all stand up for those of you guys who want to stretch your legs a little bit, stretch your lungs a little bit. Deinen keines Thron und ihren Kron, liebes du, kommst zu uns herab. Doch findet kaum man in Bethlehem Raum für die ewige Liebeskam. O komm in mein Herz, Herr Jesu, da ist Raum, da ist Raum für dich. Kehr ein in mein Herz, Herr Jesu, komm. Da ist Raum für dich. Heaven's arches ring when the angels sing of thy birth and thy royal decree. But in lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in greatest humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come, there Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking and scorn and with crown of thorn did they take thee to Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee. Then the heavens shall ring and its choir shall sing at thy coming to victory. Thou wilt call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come, there is room in my heart for thee.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Matthew 2, verse 13 through 15. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt. and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son.
Matthew 2, verses 19 to 23. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene.
Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Okay, again, I'd like to have you guys join us for the last song. Have a blessing ready. Hopefully you have a copy of that in your brochure. Back of the booklet. Yep, sure, everybody.
Have a blessing ready at the Christmas time. Spread a bit of gladness while the joy bells chime. Many hearts are lonely, never knowing why. Give them hope and comfort as you pass them by. Have a blessing ready on this Christmas day. Scatter love and kindness all along the way. Share another's burden, it will always pay. Have a blessing ready on Christmas Day. Have a blessing ready, ready all the while. Have a song of courage or a happy smile. Keep a world of sunshine in your sky of blue. There is always someone who depends on you. Have a blessing ready on this Christmas Day. Scatter love and kindness all along the way. Share another's burden, it will always pay. Have a blessing ready on Christmas Day. Have a blessing ready everywhere you go. Jesus and his goodness unto others show. Let his love eternal in your heart abide, and he will be with you on this Christmas tide. Have a blessing ready on this Christmas day. Scatter love and kindness all along the way. Share another's burden, it will always pay. Have a blessing ready on Christmas Day.
I will now call on Deacon Robert Hebert for the closing.
Well, that was a very well done program, right from start to finish, from Genesis all the way to telling Jesus as they're say, or telling people that Jesus came for them. I think it was a very well done. This would be your opportunity to show them that they did a good job. If you want to. Very good job. Good singing. I think you told the story. Henry started from Genesis, where our first parents sinned, and then why Jesus came to this earth. And then at the end, also the Great Commission. So why did Jesus come? Have you ever thought of that, why Jesus came? I think the story was very well told, but a few points I have written down. To fulfill the law in our place, Matthew 5:17. To call sinners to repentance, Mark 2:17. To serve and to give his life as a ransom for us, Mark 10:45, to save the world, John 3:16-17, to die on the cross for our sins, John 12:27, to reveal God's glory, John 1:14 and Hebrews 1:3. But to sum up the Christmas story a little bit, I'm going to read through John 1:1-14. I want to really pick a few verses at the end of that portion, but I thought to make sense of it, I'm going to read right from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So I find it interesting, first of all, John the Baptist came before to show the way to the people that there was somebody coming behind him that was way more important than he was. And this man, he was the light of the world. That was Jesus Christ himself. Today, are we the light of the world? Are we shining through? Is Jesus shining through us when we're walking in this world? And are we showing and telling people that Jesus Christ is why we're celebrating Christmas? We know that the world has corrupted Christmas quite a bit. Not saying that some of the things are wrong, but they're not including Jesus Christ is why they're celebrating. We as Christians, I believe, should be very different. We should be showing Jesus Christ through the way we act, through the way we talk, live, and the way we celebrate Christmas. I think this story, this program here tonight, was proven that we all know here that Jesus was the reason for Christmas. Let's not be shy to tell others, to show others that Jesus is living in us. Let us be that light. We know that the light hidden underneath of a bushel or hidden under somewhere cannot be seen very far. But if we light up the world and show people, people will see, hey, what he has or what they have, I want too. Let's remember to be that light, not only at this Christmas season, but the whole year through. Let's tell others about God's wonderful plan of salvation and spread the good news. This is the real reason we have Christmas. I want to thank you all for coming and for participating. It's very good to see that the church is almost full. You are supporting the young people and supporting the church, supporting the youth leaders. And I thank you, parents, for always sending or allowing your children to go to youth and learning more about Christ. Thank you all for coming. And before I end with a prayer and table grace, I'm going to do that together. I have just an announcement that the youth wanted me to, or youth leaders wanted me to announce, is you're all invited for FOSPA in the other part of the church there. And when I'm done with prayer, ushers will come forward and usher you out. So you can just stay in your seats and the ushers will call you up. So with that, let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon with thankful hearts, thanking you for the plan of salvation, coming to this earth to forgive us our sins. We know without you, we would be totally lost. You have come, you have loved us, and lived on earth to show us the way. And now it's our duty to live that way and accept you as our Savior, and that we can one day live with you. We know you have promised that you have gone up to heaven to prepare a mansion for us, and where you are, there we may be also. We just need to accept you as our Savior and to ask for forgiveness of our sins. Throw away the old man, put on new. We thank you, Lord, for all this that you have done. And we ask you for guidance upon this afternoon and upon a fellowship meal, that it can all be done to your honor and to your glory. And we ask you for the blessing upon this food that we're going to partake of, that it give us strength to our bodies and nourishment to our souls, that we can spread the good news. Just be with us all and give us all strength. In thy precious name, amen. Now, could I ask the ushers to come forward, please?